With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. In a cluttered Brooklyn Heights room four flights up, novelist James Purdy sits at a manual typewriter. James Purdy's work is his life, and he has published some 30 books.
My first book was actually privately published because no American publisher would touch it. They were horrified by it, or claimed to be, you know, like virgins are said to be horrified by the male member. They feign this horror. So my stories, which aren't horrible at all, they were privately printed by a friend of mine who had a lot of money.
There is a gothic quality to James Purdy's prose. His characters are often bizarre, and there's a measurable degree of violence and sexuality in his work. Purdy, perhaps best known for his novel Malcolm, is an original, but it would be inaccurate to describe him as an experimental writer.
To me, experimental is sort of half thought out, and I've never liked gothic applied to myself. I don't think my characters are weird.
Purdy's latest books include a collection of short stories, The Candles of Your Eyes, and a novel, In the Hollow of His Hand, both published by Weidenfeld and Nicholson.
I think my work explores the inside of people.
Like most artists, James Purdy isn't sure of how the creative process works.
I don't believe in ideas.
Well, you had about 14 ideas for The Candles of Your Eyes. Tell me how you got those ideas.
Well, it just comes to you.
You sit there and you're in Brooklyn Heights, and all of a sudden, Eureka?
You just get it and you start. I certainly have a vision.
A vision not shared by everyone.
That is what annoys so many so-called critics. They don't want your vision, they want their vision.
The novelist Jerome Cherin once complained that James Purdy exists in some strange limbo between adoration and neglect. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer James Purdy has a reputation in the publishing field for being difficult to work with. That may stem from Purdy's intense belief in his work and his reluctance to alter his text because of the whims of his editors.
One of the slick magazines, I won't mention their name because I detest them so, but they're one of the most famous. They condescended to take one of my stories and they put it through this corn shredder. Came out totally unrecognizable. So when the story was reprinted in book form, the name of the book was Children Is All. I restored it, you know, to its original form.
James Purdy's early fiction could not find a publisher in America, so it first appeared in England.
I later found the English are the worst publishers in the world. They're mean-spirited, stingy, miserly, and very stupid, most of the publishers I've dealt with.
Harsh words from a man whose current American publisher, Weidenfeld and Nicholson, is a subsidiary of a British firm. James Purdy's first novel, Malcolm, is being reissued this fall. His most recent fiction can be sampled in a collection of short stories, The Candles of Your Eyes. Darkly amusing, those stories first appeared in a wide variety of magazines, ranging from established publications such as Esquire to underground magazines such as Second Coming.
Agents do not handle short stories, so I have to be my own agent. So that means you're just out on the street peddling them yourself.
James Purdy often sits on the promenade of Brooklyn Heights, gazing across the river at the towers of Manhattan and writing in a notebook. Occasionally, someone will ask him what his books are all about.
My books aren't about anything. They just are. They exist. To me, a bad book is when you can tell what it's about.
Ohio-born James Purdy, an American original. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.